Orlando, Art McPherson, it's nice to have you on the Art of Money radio show.
Well, the Art of Money, I like the sound of that.
You
that
like the sound
great.
Of that?
That sounds yes. great.
Very good. So tell me a little bit about football. I mean, you actually were the one, I think, that invented the pancake block.
The pancake block, yes.
You were kind of created that terminology. And you were actually a offensive lineman.
Yep. Absolutely.
Who almost won the Heisman. You were like fourth in the Heisman votes, and you were a lineman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Competing against the running backs and the quarterbacks that touched the ball or play. How in the world did you almost pull that off?
Well, that's funny because that's where that pancake stat came from. Obviously, our PR staff there at Ohio State, they wanted to come up with a stat to have me so I can have a chance at winning the Heisman. And most people, when you think offensive lineman trying to win a Heisman is unheard of,
yes.
which it probably is. But to be in that conversation and create a stat that makes sense for that and have a chance to be, you know, in the conversation, it was an exciting year for me, fun to even be talked about in terms of the Heisman. And people are still talking about it 20-something-odd year later. So
it's kind of a big deal.
You don't hear about
it
much.
As a lineman, no.
You don't hear about it much. So I tell my kids that, and they kind of look at me like, whatever, Dad, you know. So, but it was a fun campaign, a fun.
How old
run.
Are the kids though?
Well, I have a 17-year-old. I have a 19-year-old, 17, 14, and 13.
Well, see, the 17, 19, they know everything right now, anyway.
Yeah,
so, you
yeah,
know, when they
yeah.
get a little bit older, then they'll realize how cool Dad was.
Yeah, and trust me, I tell them that all the time. I wear my gold jacket all the time.
Yeah, you know what this means.
Yeah, exactly.
Hall of
yeah,
Fame,
exactly,
baby.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
And which one do you like better? You got the Hall of Fame jacket for the NFL, and you also have the Rose Bowl Hall of Fame jacket.
Yeah, I do. I have both, which is that gold jacket. Something about that gold jacket, though. Again, I love the Rose Bowl and everything that has brought me, but that gold jacket is special.
And in college, you were a Buckeye.
I was, yes, absolutely.
So the university.
The Ohio State University.
And at Florida State, we do the same thing. The Florida State University.
We tried to trademark that earlier this year, believe it or
know,
not.
I heard that.
It was
no,
the,
I did.
We tried to do that because, you know, obviously everybody's starting to use the a lot. So
yeah. But the Rose Bowl, the first time we ever went to the Rose Bowl was in 13, you know, when we played for the national championship.
Yep.
And then we did win, you know, played Auburn.
Absolutely.
But what was it like for you in the Rose Bowl? I mean, it was beautiful. I grew up with FSU football, and we kind of played in an Erector set when I was going to college there. And then they turned into the beautiful stadium, you know, that Bobby did. But it was nothing like the Rose Bowl. I was very impressed. You kind of walk through, and you're in the middle of the stadium already.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just so beautiful.
It's great. By the third quarter, the sun setting and the mountains in the back, and you could feel the breeze through. It was great. And being a Big Ten guy, obviously, that was the goal. You win the conference, you go to the Rose Bowl. Everybody wanted to go to the Rose Bowl. Obviously, it's California.
Right.
But, you know, it's such a great stadium, a great setting for college football. You can walk in. I can still smell the grass now. And that was my last college game against Arizona State. And it was a fitting way to end college.
So what would you say today in the different things that you're doing in your professional career now as that's transitioned? What have you been able to take from football and transition to life now?
I think the main thing, and I tell a lot of people this quite a bit, there's no substitute for hard work, right?
Yep.
The dedication, the work ethic, everything it takes to be successful in football, you can apply that really in the business, in the real life. Obviously, you know, it's a grind. It's not always perfect. But I think that, you know, handling adversity is probably another thing that I take away from football, because there's no perfect plays, there's no perfect games, and that's similar to business. Obviously, you always have to adjust, you have to do different things to be successful, but ultimately, it's really about what you put into your business and how successful it can become.
Absolutely, and I know you put in the hard work because you won the Outland Trophy, but then you also won the Lombardi Award, and you're the only guy to ever win that award 2 years in a row.
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, it was a goal of mine to be, once I was at Ohio State, to be the best offensive lineman in college football, and I had a chance to win all those awards and play on some really good teams. And you know, obviously, but it all comes down to hard work and preparation and all those things that you have to do to be successful.
Well, Orlando, it's been great to meet you today. Thank
all
you
right.
for being on the show, and thank you for giving us the time.
No problem. Thank you.
Absolutely.